Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Leprosy is a terrible disease. It infected the body and ate away at it, and it also took you away from your entire life. Wife, children, family, friends, co-workers, your job, all were gone. Because you couldn't be anywhere near them. Because of societal standards, but especially because of the law given to Moses. And when we see leprosy in the scriptures, we must also see sin. Yes, it's a real disease, but it's also an excellent picture of sin itself. Original sin is real. Yes, we sin actually every day. We harm our brothers, we harbor anger, we lust, we covet. But when we think that we've had really good days, and our sins just don't seem that heavy, we forget that the underlying cause of all these actual sins is original sin, eating us alive from the inside out from the moment we were conceived. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Leviticus, "When anyone has a swelling or a rash or a tiny shiny spot on their skin that may be a defiling skin disease, they must be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons who is a priest. When the priest examines that person, he shall pronounce them ceremonially unclean. Anyone with such a defiling disease must wear torn clothes. Let their hair be unkempt. Cover the lower part of the face and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean.' As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp." So, the 10 cried for mercy. And they probably had to shout too, not just above the angry or loud crowds that were following Jesus or from across a distance, but also because of the bandages that were on their face. Similarly, we must also cry out, even when we feel like we don't deserve mercy, or especially when we feel like we don't need it. That's why we shout, "Unclean, unclean," ourselves in our own way when we enter those doors right there and we say together, "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserve." We know the rest. We're not clean enough to enter God's presence. Original sin is an inability and unfitness for all the things of God. But we dare to come close for mercy. So the lepers dared to come into Jesus' presence, and they confessed him as Jesus and Master. They called him Jesus. Did they know what it meant? Did they know, "She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins"? When he saw all of them, he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." The priests, yes. Christ sent them to the priests, to the institution that he set up for them from Levitical law. He was pointing them to the law, "Go and do." What was their reaction then when they were walking to the temple obeying Jesus' words? And they looked at each other and saw no leprosy. The one who guided them to the law and then had the power and the love to show them mercy. We don't even know if they made it to the temple. They were clean, that's all we know. "Jesus has healed my body." What cleansed the lepers? It wasn't their obedience to the law. They haven't even made it to the temple yet. It was Christ, and Christ alone, his word. As they went, they were cleansed. They all probably stopped and looked at each other, peeled away their bandages in awe, confusion, joy, happiness. Like when your pastor met you at the font and poured water over your head and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit." It was Christ and Christ alone, his word. And when we eat of the bread and drink of the wine, it is Christ and Christ alone, his word. "This is my body, this is my blood," without any merit or worthiness in us at all. What cleanses us? We are cleansed by the forgiveness of sins found in our crucified Lord. He sought us out, every one of us. The nine didn't realize that the mercy that Jesus showed that day was in light of the fact that he was going to be that innocent one on whom the law would bring down its unmerciful fist. That Christ loved those lepers so much and sought them out and died for them, and he would become the unclean one, unclean, unclean, taking on the sin of the world for them and for us. So with atonement made, Christ points us not to the law, but to his grace. This grace, the word, and his sacraments, his means of grace that are offered to us through the death and resurrection of our Lord, the Son of God. And we receive them in faith. The faith that the one Samaritan had, the faith that Naaman had when Elisha told him to bathe in the Jordan 7 times. And Naaman was cleansed. Washed. And we are washed by his word. We were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and baptism now saves you. Praise Christ for our baptism. In our baptism, we have this assurance that God has claimed us for our own so that old Adam can be drowned, trampled underfoot. This go and do of the law has now become for us go and be baptized. So we respond in thanksgiving. It's a good thing. One of them, when he was saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Maybe he said to the other nine on the road, guys, shouldn't we at least go back and thank the one that healed us? We haven't even gotten to the temple yet. That temple, the law, that didn't heal us. It was the one who just gave us grace. If we're so eager to get back to our lives, do we understand who gave us our lives in the first place? Who healed us? Who saved us from death? He praised Jesus as God, as we should too. Jesus, Jehoshua, Yahweh is salvation. He knew who healed him bodily, and he fell at Jesus' feet. And we are to fall on Jesus' feet too, in thanksgiving, adoration. That's where we belong, restored, healed in our very soul, just like that Samaritan was healed in his body. And the Samaritan knew what the gift was. He knew what the gift meant, and he knew who it was who gave him that gift. So what's our gift? Our gift today. Baptism, absolution, the Lord's Supper, the living word. What does that gift mean? Salvation. Who is giving this gift to us? The triune God who created, redeemed, and who sanctifies us. Because the nature of the gift reveals the nature of the giver. Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices. The returning Samaritan got grace upon grace upon grace. Our Savior's means of grace are flowing out of him. Because where Jesus is, his gifts are. And he has greater gifts for those who are where he is. The Samaritan man, he gets this. He gets who God is and what he gives. And why do the scriptures then single out him as a Samaritan? He who is singled out, the one whose people are hostile toward God. Well, we are all Samaritans, hostile to God and to his word, by our heritage through original sin. And as a warning, those who have received God's grace but turn away from glorifying him who bestowed grace in thanksgiving, they receive a richer punishment. But how blessed is it that even a Samaritan, or especially a Samaritan, can receive that blessing of grace in abundance. We, in sin, are especially Samaritan, enemies of God. But how blessed a truth. We are savable, and we are saved. So were the other nine savable. Why didn't they know it? Jesus answered, "Where not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Of course, God knows all answers to all his questions. Where are the 9? Well, they are celebrating the gifts given to them, but not acknowledging who it was that gave them the gifts. And by doing so, they are appropriating those gifts to themselves and depriving God that which is due him. Thousand thanks are due, dearest Jesus, all to you, is how it should be. But if that's forgotten, that's us assuming that we gave those gifts to ourselves. I deserved that blessing. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, every earthly good thing comes from God, yes, even to all evil people. But those who eat their daily bread without thanksgiving, without acknowledging the giver, they deprive God of what is due him. They are liars or greedy. Where are the 9? How do we not thank our Father in heaven? Where are the 9? We are the 9 sometimes. When we do not acknowledge the giver of all things. I worked at my job. I got paid. I bought bread. I fed my family. I thank myself for my daily bread. But this Samaritan knows, and he glorifies his giver. The foreigner furthest away from God, through faith, returns to his Savior, acknowledging him as God, and gives thanks. He glorifies him. And we can, and we should, and we do. Jesus said to him, "Rise, go your own way. Your faith has made you well." The 9 who had the faith in the healer of their bodies were made well in their bodies. But you, who have faith in the healer of your soul, understand that your faith has not just made you well, it has saved you. It's in the Greek, in the text, saved you. Your faith has saved you into everlasting life from the leprosy of death. The other 9 left already and may have had joy in this life because of their healed bodies, and those who don't thank God today might have joy in this life for now. But the Samaritan is now ordered to go a second time, this time with healing of soul. The other 9 can go back to their children and wives and say, "My body is clean. It's healed." But the one remaining can tell his family, "Yes, my body is healed, but there is so much more." The shouts of "unclean, unclean" are replaced with shouts of "redeemed, redeemed," for us too. And shortly, we will be made well. We will receive the gift of forgiveness and will sing, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people." Because through the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, who loves us, his mercy endures for us forever. And God can look at our original sin and say, "Yes, I've got that one too." Before God, mankind lacks the righteousness in which we were originally created. In spiritual things, we're dead to good and perverted to all evil. We are by nature, since the fall, the children of wrath and death and damnation, unless we are delivered by them by Christ's merit, and we are. Because of Christ's merit, we are savable, saved because of our bodies and our souls, because they are God's creation. Even since the fall, before the fall, he loved us. When we were rotting in the leprosy of sin, he sought to make us well, to save us. We are the 10 lepers from today's gospel lesson, reaching out to God for mercy, to be healed from our sickness of death, to be made clean without any merit or worthiness on our end, and it all comes from him, him alone. We are especially the one today returning to Christ in thanksgiving, in faith. So, as Jesus told the Samaritan leper, I say to you today, yes, rise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Go back to your lives, resume your vocations, to your families, to your work, in joy and blessed. In thanksgiving, depart in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.